Hello, I'm Wicked Sub, and this is the ultimate GWA experience questionnaire from Beyoncé is a Virgo. First question, how long did you lurk until you decided to start posting? What made you take the leap? I made my account in February of 2014, and I would say I'm pretty sure I found the sub in 2013, so I lurked for at least a few months. What made me take the leap? Well, part of it was making an account so I could interact with the community, so I could upvote and comment and that sort of a thing. And I think looking back on it now, it served as a platform for creative expression. And that's more so now than it was, I think, when I first started. But at the same time, I had audio ideas that I wanted to try really when I first started. I mean, I probably mostly did masturbation audios at first. I'd have to go back and look at my list. But I had ideas for story-based audios that I wanted to do for sure. Next question. Top three tags for you to perform. I would say P, rape, and I'm not sure what the third one would be. I think that one just varies so much on what I'm sort of in the mood to record. So that's tough to answer, but for sure, pee and rape. I think probably some solid answers there. Next question, are there any tags that you would never perform? This is a great question. So when I first started, I would have an answer to this question. I had a list of hard limits and certain kinks or tags that I told myself I would not record. And as time has gone on, that list has gotten smaller. It's really interesting thinking back on certain kinks that I told myself, no, this isn't a thing. I don't think I could be honest recording something like this. I don't feel like I could sound genuinely into it if I recorded a certain kink. And over the years, that has really changed. And there's certain kinks that I'm super into now that I wasn't then. So my answer now would be never say never. I really don't want to put myself, or I don't want to have a no-go list anymore because I've changed my mind so often at this point. But yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think it's interesting to reflect on how my tastes have changed over the years. Let's see. Pick a moment that you cherish the most since you joined the audio community. Honestly, I couldn't pick just one moment. There's so many wonderful moments over the years. I've made amazing friends, and I've learned an incredible amount about myself. You know, maybe that's probably a good answer for me, but it's not one moment for me. It's been this gradual change over the years, and GWA has been such a huge part of shaping my sexuality and helping me discover so much about myself and sexuality and kink. And it's been this amazing journey that has really genuinely been life-changing. Really, it has been. When I made this account, I mean, it's called Wicked Sub. I always identified as submissive, and now I very firmly identify as a switch. And in fact, probably more recently, I lean more towards the dominant side, but it just really depends on my mood that day. But it's been this incredible, really life-changing, in a positive way, journey through the years for me. Next question. What's one thing you wish you could have told yourself when you first started? Holy shit, buy a better microphone. I think I would have so much less stress and I would spend so much less time if I had bought a better microphone. Yeah, that would be my answer to that. Please buy a better microphone when you first start, because my God, the amount of stress and time that I put into editing is astronomical. Let's see. Who are your top three writers? I do have some favorite writers. I'm not going to name them in this audio, but I definitely have some favorite writers that I very much adore and fangirl over, and they probably don't know that about me because I'm like weird and shy and this like awkward fangirl. But I do try to comment at least on people's posts and let them know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this script. It was amazing. So yeah, there's definitely people that I admire. Next question. How do you get ideas/inspirations for audios or scripts? Honestly, most types of media are inspirational to me, whether it be music, TV, movies, anime, manga, other audios. There's so many things that have inspired me. Lately, it's actually been like Japanese BLCDs, like boys love audio dramas. Basically, I've gotten so many ideas and so much inspiration listening to those. That's sort of been my new obsession, but it's been like really interesting and exciting to listen to all these audios and all the sound effects, and I wonder, oh, how did they do that sound effect? And oh, I really want to practice that, and that's really inspirational. I want to see if I can get a certain sound effect to sound like this in this audio. Or, oh my God, that scenario was super hot. I want to do my own take on that. So that's been really exciting lately for sure. Next question. How do you prioritize which audios to produce first? I guess I don't. I've always been someone that just records what I want when I want. So if I'm particularly inspired, I just record it, whether that be something submissive or dominant or P or vanilla. It's just what I am currently in the mood for and an idea that really turns me on. Next question. How do you like to interact with your audience? How do you toe the line between connecting with your audience versus sharing too much of yourself? I think this is another great question. As far as interacting with my audience, I'm really only on Reddit, so basically comments and PMs. And so, I mean, all of the feedback, for the most part, that I get, there's a question later on that I will get to, but overall, it's so wonderful and positive, and I really try to tell people that I appreciate, of course, thank you, and I appreciate your feedback. And also, I appreciate that they took the time to contact me. This medium is mostly lurkers. If you look at play counts on Soundgasm, you know, the amount of people that listen versus the amount of people that I hear from is vastly different, which is fine and makes sense. Most people are here for porn reasons, and that's valid and fine, and that's the nature of the subreddit. So when people take the time out of their day to contact me, it really does mean so much, and thank you to everyone that's done it. I really do appreciate it. I feel like I don't sound like really genuine right now, but I really promise it's amazing, and overwhelming, and it's just lovely. Like, I don't know what else to say. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Don't ever feel nervous or anything like that to contact me or any other performer. I have more to say on the negative side of it, but as long as you are respectful, I don't want to speak for every performer or scriptwriter, content creator, but I think overall people, or at least me, I always appreciate hearing from people. It's amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So how do I toe the line between connecting with my audience versus sharing too much of myself? This, I think, is really tough. I really struggle with this. I want to share more of myself. And sort of, I guess, what I'm like not in my audios, but I try to take my privacy fairly seriously, and so I lean more toward my privacy than sharing my personal life. So that's just where I'm at right now, is I'm more just posting audios. And like I said earlier, it's lovely if people contact me, and unless you are a rude asshole, I usually reply to everybody. So yeah, it's tough, I think, with this type of content. And of course, there are performers and other content creators that are the opposite of me, and that's totally fine. And they want to share parts of themselves and personal details, and that's totally fine. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But I just lean more towards wanting privacy. Next question. How do you handle negative comments or hate messages? For the most part, I just ignore them. So the negative feedback, I have thoughts on this. So I think the overall thing to keep in mind if you're contacting a content creator is respect. I think it can be tough because of the content that we share with other people or with the community. But even though it is genuine, or I should say generally sexual in nature, that doesn't mean that we are not people and that we do not deserve respect. So, like I said earlier, as long as people are respectful, then I love that, and I, you know, hopefully would reply to that and be very thankful. But if I'm getting feedback that is like a dick pic or, you know, explicit video, or just has absolutely no respect, and it's, you know, this copy paste of like terrible role play that they send to probably every performer. And it's very, by the way, very obvious when we get PMs like that. You're not fooling anyone. Yeah, so respect, and keep in mind that we are also people, and I don't want that to sound like don't contact people or give feedback. Just be respectful. I know I sound like a broken record right now, but you can let people know what you liked about an audio or a script without just being a total rude asshole. Trust me, you can do it. There is a way. I believe in you. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that we get sometimes is absolutely horrible. And I don't know if I'm repeating myself at this point, but basically, yeah, like I said, just because we post sexual content does not mean that we are not deserving of respect. Next question, is there any aspect of the community that you would like to change? Yeah, so I think this is really tough. I think, and I don't have an answer, I don't know what would be better, but I think having this community on Reddit, and certainly now with how huge the sub has gotten versus when I started, like that's definitely a big part of my answer. I think having it on Reddit and having it be dictated by votes or by upvotes and downvotes is detrimental to the performers and the scriptwriters and, you know, all the content creators in the community. I think, like I said, especially now, people just can't get seen because of how much content there is now and how Reddit works. And if people don't sort by new, then they're just seeing the hot page, and that's just not fair to everyone. And like I said, I don't know what the solution is to that. You know, especially male creators, this has been an issue from the very beginning, you know, issues with downvotes and them just not being seen. And it's so hard now with how much is being posted. You know, I try to sort by new when I go on GWA, and even then it's so overwhelming trying to scroll through so many posts every day, finding content that I want to read or that I want to listen to. You know, I'm coming at this from a performer, but also from a listener as well. I've gotten back into listening to audios a little bit, and it's tough to find audios and scripts. My God, it's insane the difference between how it was, you know, when I started in 2014 versus now in 2020. It's so, like I said, I don't know what the solution is, but I wish it was on a different platform where everyone had a better chance of being seen. And I don't want to say, like, the subreddit is a popularity contest. I think just because it's dictated by votes, it just sucks for, I think, the majority of the community, and especially now with how much content is posted. And I think also on that same topic, over the years that I've been around, because of how Reddit works and the amount of content, it has literally changed how people post to try to get seen. It's just been a fairly big change, I feel like, and it just sort of feels like a shame with how people are sort of having to change the way they can share their content. Next question, what is your favorite part of being in this community? I think one of the absolutely biggest things for me is that it creates a safe and generally welcoming place for me to explore my sexuality and my fantasies and my kinks. It's this interesting medium. When I first discovered that audio porn was even a thing, it's funny because before that, for some reason, it didn't really come to mind that that was really a thing. It's like, oh, well, yeah, there's like art and writing and video porn. But oh, audio porn, wait, what? That's a thing? And when I discovered that, it was incredibly exciting. And, you know, I started as a listener, and my God, it was incredible. I could listen to these audios where these performers were, you know, it's meant to be that they are interacting with me, and I don't know what they look like, so I can picture them to be however I'd like. And it's so immersive and thrilling. And then when I moved into the performer side of it, it's this interesting mix of, for me, it's a way of self-expression that can sometimes be easier and also more difficult, especially in passive type audios. I don't know if that's the right word, but basically audios where something is happening to me versus me doing something to the listener. Those I have a lot of trouble with, even over the years of me doing audios. That has always been a challenge for me. The audio medium is really interesting. I can really enjoy the editing process and the sound effects and playing with this medium, this world that is just audio, so I don't have to worry about what it looks like. But at the same time, that can create such a challenge, especially I really struggle with conveying what's happening to the listener, or I should say conveying what the listener is listening to. I don't know if that makes sense, but basically how do I balance making sure the listener knows what's happening versus there being too much explanation? You know, I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's something that I still really struggle with, of finding that balance. I don't want to just be sort of me talking through the whole thing of, oh, okay, I'm going to go sit over on the bed now. And, you know, how much of that do I have a sound effect instead? And then is the sound effect good enough to work, to convey to the listener what is happening? And so part of that, I really, really enjoy the process of, and I think is really fun, and trying to come up with how do I do it. And then sometimes, my God, it is so frustrating and challenging. So it's a really fun mix for sure. Next question. Have you ever developed / realized a new kink because of an audio? My God. Yes. I really should have just written down a list, but yeah, there's so many. I came into this community with, I don't want to say such a narrow mind, but really, I don't know, saying uneducated sort of sounds mean, but I knew so little. And at the same time, I had kinks and fantasies that I'd had for years. But, you know, unbeknownst to me, there was this whole other exciting world. And I mean, one of the biggest things was me discovering that I'm a switch, and I never would have thought when I first started that I would enjoy being dominant. Like, never, never, never. It was always sub, sub, sub for me. So, and then, you know, like, rape's always been one of my number one kinks. So discovering that I really enjoyed the other side of it, being the aggressor in that scenario, my God, it's like one of my favorite things now. But when I first started, I never would have imagined that it would be. Ever. So, oh man, so many kinks and things I've discovered that, like I said earlier, I never would have thought I would change my mind on. But it's been so exciting. And like, honestly, after all these years, there's still stuff that I'm discovering. I'll listen to an audio and be like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm going to add that to my list. So it's great. I love it. Next question. What's underrated content that you wish we would see more of? Oh, man. Well, you know, F for F, M for M for sure is rare collabs, you know, M collabs. My God, please, more of those. I could never get enough. Water sports, P audios. Yes, please. All of the P audios. Please and thank you. I would love any and all more of those, please. Another favorite of mine that I don't hear often is male victim audios. Yes, please. I would absolutely adore if I saw more of those. My God. I mean, there's so many kinks out there that are underserved, or like, again, there's so much content posted now that I'm sure there's stuff that I'm just missing because it's so hard to wade through all of the audios now. Next question. Is there a popular kink that you just don't get or think is overrated? You know, this goes back to what I was saying earlier about now my mindset is never say never. There's just kinks that, like I said, used to be on my hard limit list and that no longer are. And I'm still discovering kinks that I like that I just hadn't heard or knew about before. So I don't really have an answer for this one. Next question. If you told younger you that now you would be posting erotic audios on Reddit, what would they say to you? Oh my God. Well, that's interesting because it's still so wild to me that I do this. It's so, I don't know. On one hand, it's sort of, it is expected of me with my personality, but then on the other hand, it isn't. That doesn't make any sense, but I still don't really believe that I was going to say I don't really believe that I do this. That doesn't make sense either. But I still find it puzzling, I guess, that I share this much of myself with strangers. I think that's still rather baffling to me. So, yeah, I think my younger me, what would I say to myself? I would probably say, I don't believe you. Next question. Do you have a routine that gets you into your sexy mood for recording? Usually, I will masturbate a little bit. I will edge to get in the mood. But that's, I don't know, that's the main thing really, is just getting myself excited for what I'm going to record. Next question. Do you tend to record what you know, or do you like to explore topics you might not be familiar with? Great question. I think in general, I record what I know, I would say the majority of the time, but there's certainly some times where I've gone out of my comfort zone or recorded something that I wasn't as familiar with. So yeah, it's a mix of both, but generally it's, you know, like, I don't know, rapey or it has pee in it, or I don't know. I feel like I'm putting myself in a bubble right now, or like, I don't know, like, I don't know. It's a mix, but it also, it's always just been dependent on my mood at that particular moment of to determine what I'm going to record. Next question. Percentage-wise, how much of your porn consumption is audio-based? So this is interesting. When I first found GWA, the majority of my porn consumption was audios. It was just this huge new world that had opened in front of me, and I was just addicted. It was definitely my main source of porn. And I went away from that, and it's sort of been this evolution of moving to a lot of videos and then moving to fan art and fanfic and manga, and now there's always been videos in there for as part of my porn consumption. But now it's leaned back into audios again. And I've been really enjoying that. It's been mostly Japanese BL CDs. And as I said earlier, I've been enjoying that quite a lot. Next question. What is your favorite audio that you've ever posted and why? Honestly, I can't choose, but I will say there are audios that I'm really happy with, especially improv audios. I feel like that is not a strong suit of mine. I generally find improv to be incredibly challenging, but every once in a while, it's like the improv gods have like shone down upon me and I just get in this zone. And I end up being really, really happy with how they turn out. I was re-listening to some older audios recently, and man, like, I had forgotten some of the parts I had recorded and like certain lines of dialogue. And listening back, I was like, oh, damn, like, that's some hot shit. Like, I'm proud of that. Like, man, I don't know where that came from, but I am into this. So, yeah, there's ones that I'm very pleased with. Next question. For original improvs or scripts, do you start with the character first, the situation, or the sexual aspect? How do you develop them? Which aspect do you spend the most time on? Ooh, good question. For improvs, usually those ideas come from, I guess, the situation or what's happening in the audio. Although sometimes it's the character type. If the character type is really dependent on the story, I guess. But I mean, my God, I have so many files of unfinished ideas or little tidbits here and there. I really try to remember to write this stuff down. You know, I have all these little things of like, okay, I want these particular kinks in the audio, and then oftentimes certain lines of dialogue or certain things I want to happen come to mind, and so I make sure to write those down. So I would say it's probably the situation that comes to mind first, which is generally just a fantasy, like, oh man, certain thing inspired me and damn, I really want to record this. So, and I guess, well, it also lists sexual aspect. I think that's another big part of it is, oh, there's a certain sexual thing that I want to happen in this story. And that, yeah, that for sure is a big part of it. And the last question, if GWA was wiped from existence and you could only save three audios, which ones would they be? As I said earlier, I really don't think I could choose whether it be my audios or someone else's. My God, like there's just so many. And I wouldn't want to, you know, like mention anyone or any audios by name. It's just even thinking about it is so overwhelming. All of the audios that I've listened to over all of the years, there's been so much amazing creativity, and I just really love this community and this form of expression that audio gives us. It's, I don't know, I feel like it's special. That might sound super cheesy or not make any sense, but for me, it really is. It gives me this place where I can, again, I know I'm just a broken record at this point, but I can explore, and it's this safe place, and I can try new things, and sometimes maybe it doesn't work or it does, but I can create these little stories and share them with the internet. And it's so lovely, and it's been so life-changing, and I am so very, very thankful for this community. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it.